Boone Pickens has a sense of urgency about his plan to deal with the looming energy crisis he says the United States is facing. The Texas geologist made his fortune in the oil business. But he says he is now 80 years old, has enough money, and wants to do something for his country. Pickens is looking to the two major presidential candidates, Republican John McCain and Democrat Barack Obama, to pledge to reduce U.S. consumption of foreign oil.
What do I want? I want both of these candidates, and we're going to press it up. You're going to see a new series of ads, but I'm going to press it up to them that we want a plan, an energy plan, to reduce, at least reduce, our foreign oil by 30%. In 10 years.
Pickens says the United States is sending some $700 billion a year to overseas oil producers because U.S. demand far exceeds domestic production. Pickens painted a gloomy picture of what the transfer of wealth to foreign oil-producing countries will look like in a decade if the United States continues on its present path.
You go 10 years, you're going to be importing 75% of your oil, and I promise you, the price will be $200 to $300 a barrel. I promise you that. And I keep my promises. I know what I'm talking about. And you are going to be spending $2 trillion a year.
The Pickens plan envisions power generating wind turbines stretching along the nation's central plains from Texas to the Canadian border. He says the limitless and clean power supply would free up abundant U.S. natural gas resources, which could be used to power a new generation of natural gas-powered vehicles. Pickens announced plans this year to build the world's largest wind farm in his home state of Texas. But critics point out that the oil tycoon also has a huge financial stake in the alternative energy policies he is promoting. Some experts say that replacing gasoline with compressed natural gas for American cars and trucks, in addition to fleets of public buses, is not feasible because of the cost of making natural gas available across the nation at corner gas stations. Pickens insisted again Monday that he is remaining neutral in this year's presidential race after funding ads that attacked Democrat John Kerry's Vietnam War record during the 2004 presidential election. Pickens has met with both Barack Obama and John McCain and surprised many analysts by going to the Democratic National Convention in Denver to push his energy plan. Pickens says that this time around, he's having no trouble working with Democrats. He says he is having more trouble working with some Republicans who, he says, seem convinced they can drill their way out of the U.S. energy crisis by resuming offshore oil production in U.S. waters. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.